Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch is equal to Hassam arrived there. Imshach Basrayo, and he got involved in it, and he was extended himself after them. And now the Avos of Nosson says that when they left where they were, I forgot which place it was starting from, and he left, and each one left on their own. He ended up over there, and everybody else ended up went to Yavne, I think. So he said, you know, let them come to me, because he was considered, like you saw the Mishnayos in the beginning of, in the second paragraph of Ovis, he was considered the Maida Misgabri, he was the strongest one of them. So let them come to him. And so he stayed there. Meanwhile, he got involved in the luxuries which were there, and Imshach Basrayu, Iakar Tamud, he forgot his learning. Kihadr also, when he eventually came, he came back, they saw they weren't coming to him, so he came. Kamla Mikra, the Basifra, they gave him an Aliyah. Bore the mikri acherish as elochem. He wanted to read the pasuk acherish as elochem. Omer, he read it acherish haya libam. He made three mistakes. He mistook the dalet for a resh. He read the word acherish hacherish. Hazeh the zayin he read as a yud, and lochem the base the chaf he read as a base. So their hearts were deaf. It was befitting. Actually, the Chasam Sofer brings that the Malach, which is Mamuna on Shikha, his name is Resh Yud Beis, and the Malach, which is Mamuna on Zikaron, his name is Dalet Zayin Chof. So he mixed up the Dalet Zayin Chof for the Resh Yud Beis, and that's Mamash what his problem was. So the kids are, so that was obviously very painful that this Trenes HaMachachim should not be able to read it anymore. Borabonon Rachmi Alei. The Pasuk was, you know, it was a simon that he forgot his learning. The Chaman Davin for him, Bahadur Tamudet, he remembered his learning. Bahadur Tatnan, Rebbe Haroi Omer, have you gone to the Makam Torah? You should go to a place which has Torah. Al Termer, Shehi Tava Acherecha, don't think that the Torah will come after you. Having your chaverim there will maintain it for you. Do not rely on your wisdom. The name of the person wasn't really Rebbe Nehroy, it was Rebbe Nehemia. And some people say Rebbe Yelozer ben Aruch Shemoy. He was able to enlighten the eyes of the Chachamim in his understanding of Halacha. So he was a big tremendous Hamachachim. Rashi. The Yom says, Shem Nahar Shemem of Maluchim. It was a spring which was a salty spring. It was a river which is a salt flowing river. Salty river. Shemamelus Mechamemus, it also has heat. Merape Shatit Meluach, and would heal the person with the curative powers of the salt springs. Kol Yemel Yemei Refuah, so the period of time where its refuah is effective is 21 days. Shuos is part of that. Lahai Gisa Mitkilas HaYomim Obisav, is at the beginning of the end. So it says, but drinks, Shakyoni Mashkin Refuah, that the drinks are effective from Pesach to Shuos. Where it says, yeah, that's over there where the colder the better. So the earlier is the better. But over here, it's the warmth, so maybe later is better. Medilchalatzeres, Almatzeres, Besoivus, Yetzeres is at the end. Chavar the Fergisa, Shemedina, Shayena, Meshubach, it's a country, it's a section where, an area where they had very good wine. Kiplaseres, Shwatim, Shayahu, Bali, Hanoa, they were people who were indulging themselves. Vasukim, Bekach, they got involved in that. Lahoyos, Oiskim, Batera. They didn't learn Torah, therefore. But Yotzel, the Torah, and they went out to become, have a bad, an evil culture. Lahosim, the Fergisa, but the Yimses, they came to Fergisa, but the Yimses, Imshav, Asra, Akar, Yain, Rechitze, enjoyed himself in the baths and the wine. Yakar Talmud, he forgot his learning. Nekar Talmud, Beshachacha, he forgot his learning. Cherish HaYalibim, he read. He said, "Go to a place which has other Talmidei Chachamim. Well, Tamar, don't say, Tamidim Heim, Yavoyo Eli. Tamidim will come to me. Medaili Bekach, and that's sufficient. Lama Eyagala, why should I have to leave my place? There, they'll come to me. Why is important? So Rashi says, Shatei Rogel Etzlam, you'll be together with them. You're learning one Masechta. Behem Acheres is learning a different Masechta. Tishmana, you'll discuss it, you'll hear about it. That'll remind you. So you sit in Beis Medrash. I one time heard one of Rebbeim, he says, you know, a person learns in Beis Medrash, doesn't forget his learning, which is Lashon Chazal, he doesn't forget his learning quickly. He says, he said maybe the Pshat of this, besides the Skula aspect, there's this Rashi aspect. So one guy's learning, you know, I feel like the day makes matters. So one guy asked me Kashan Yoruday, one guy asked me Kashan Arachayim, one guy asked me Kashan Shabbat, one guy asked me Kashan Chagigah, one guy asked me Kashan in Bar Mitzvah, one guy asked me, every day I'm chasing over everything, you know, so yes, it helps you remember everything. Don't rely on your wisdom. Lomer Chacham Gadol Ani, I'm a big Chacham, Mizachron, I have a good memory. While I'm reviewing A, I won't forget B. While I'm busy learning A, I'm not going to forget B. That's what you're going to think. That's not true. So you have somebody who's going to remind you about A while you're, B while you're learning A, that's very important. Yeah, Avlo Miskarin. So the Mishnah says that you can't use this type of rubbing utensil. You can't use the Megareris on Shabbos. And Rashi said the Mishnah because it's considered Uvda Dachol. Rishim Gamliel Amr Imhayu Ragla Maluch Lochus Betitu Betsoya. So if a person is actually dirty and you need to use this utensil to rub it off, then we allow gadarka benechosh. If you need to use it, wasn't just for extra benefit, so then you're allowed to use this brush or whatever it was they used to use. Shmuel bar Yehuda avdele ime megarosa de kasper. He made for him a megarosa, this brush, or was made out of silver. So Rashi, Megareris is Ashtrael. Father Megarba, you would use it to rub. Megarosa, the Kaspa, the Shabbos. You would make a silver one for Shabbos, which means something which is Usr because of Uvda Dechol. If you would make an item which is Usr to use because of Uvda Dechol, there, if you make a special one designated for Shabbos, this case being something which was clearly definite because it was expensive, it was, you know, it was different than what your weekday one, it was a man of silver. So that would take care of the Uvda Dechol ish element. So that's why they tell you that you have part of a Shabbos brush. The girls, if you only use a brush on Shabbos, so there's two issues. One is you can't use a weekday brush because it's Uvda Dechol, so you have to have a special one designated for Shabbos. And second of all, it can't be one that's going to tear out. It has to be a very, very soft one, because otherwise it'll tear out hairs. The Magen Avraham brings regards to playing chess on Shabbos. You should have a special set. You should have a silver. This is the Maram Rittenberg had a special silver set that used to use it to play on Shabbos. Otherwise, it's like Uvda Dechol. So he would play, but he would have a special set designated for Shabbos. It should be in the gap of cards. The kids would play cards and type of things. So these type of things, it shouldn't be a weekday type of a thing. They should use a...
Although, I mean, it's interesting because, you know, a lot of the, let's say, you know, kids nowadays, it's the only day they would play with it is on Shabbos.
Right. So if that's true, that's fine. You know, but in Sunday afternoon when they have time, they're also going to play with it, so then you have a problem. Okay. And Yardin Ler Kredima, so we said you can't go down to this place called Kredima. My time of Mishum Pika, the more it says Pika, Rashi says Mishum Pika, Tit, Shalosi, Nor is Machlik. It's a very slippery type of a mud. And be the other in the shurim b'mayim because you're nightfall, he would fall down, get soaking wet with water. Also the skita, the chances of come to skita are significant. Therefore, we said don't go there lechatchila. Okay. Meino is an apik toizen b'shabbos, so a person can't do the process of causing himself to regurgitate. The issur is only if a person does it with a medicine. So it goes under refuah, and they ushered it. Avol biyad mutar, a person would use his finger to cause himself to gag, and therefore to regurgitate, that is not prohibited. Tanya Rabbi Nechemya Omer, af pechol osur b'nei hef, said oichlam. It's not, you know, these people would, you know, eat, and then it allow themselves to eat more by, you know, so at the end of the day, you wasted the food. Right? So that's awesome. Zakrashi. The answer is Bissam, Ela Bissam. The Dhamma Rafua, it's similar enough to the idea of Rafua. A person would eat too much and they would feel ill from it. So Xerim Mishum Shikha Samamonim. So a person would come to grind the herbs for that purpose. Abu Biyadak is Yad, the Groinoi. Achiyakim is mutter, but he said, "Don't do it even the weekdays when they have zerachlin." Should be made of the wasting the food. Meterachach uroyev because of oichel, he has to eat again because of it. So that's awesome. Okay. The next piece of Gemara, I can't picture exactly what they were doing over here. Maybe my alternate sakata.
I understand. I mean, this thing about vomiting, I mean, there's a certain assumption here of why you're doing it, right? But if there's some other reason why you're doing it, I'm not sure why. But maybe you're feeling sick and you feel like, let me just sort of get this over with, type of thing.
Right. Yeah. So biyada's mutter and besama would be also because of refuah. Right. Right.
So it's not an across the board thing, it's a little blue type of thing.
Yeah. MS is a cotton, Om Rabbi Bahama Briakan, Lafufe, Yanuka Bishabis is Shepherdami. To wrap up the child, like, you know, they used to cocoon the child, wrap him up, you know, and the Rashi says the purpose of it was to keep all of his bones in the right place. So that's permitted. So you can't be ma'atzeh, which is like set him up that he did pull all the bones in the right place. The more answers, bechumre shidra de mechzike boina. That which we said that it's a problem is setting the spinal, the vertebrae in place, and lefufe didn't do that. I can't picture exactly what the. I don't get exactly the physical reality. Rashi the fufe maluti kemoshoisin the cotton shis yashru evora v'lo yisakim. He should stay straight, so they would wrap him up like that. Chumre shidra chuyas shal shidra shenisparka achas mehen. The one of the vertebrae is out a little bit, so that's where it's also. This is all talking about not immediately after birth, but later on. Later, the day he's born, I mean, we said before, everything which is said in the pasuk uses a mushroom that Mark quotes it before in the professional days. The pasukim Yecheskel say that you were born and we didn't cut off the tabor, etc. All the things which it says Kleisel is not going to have. It says you weren't wrapped up in the diaper, means this wrapping up means that was mutter to do. You allowed to wrap it up. Malafin halad b'shabbos, you allowed to wrap him up to put him in shape, get the shape right. He says that, but they're saying over here that the day of the birth, that's mutter. Later on, it's going to be ma'atzim and his awesome.